The Survivor Specialists are back, and today we have a huge panel once again for another Top 50. This is going to be another draft. I know that we've done an actual Top 50 of characters. We did a draft of best episodes with Adam Klein. He filled in for Will. Will is back. We have Will, Blake, Tegwith, and Alexa. We are drafting everything that makes Survivor, Survivor. Whatever we want that to be. It can be anything. Will made sure he put himself in the right spot there. We're going to get into this a little bit more. It can be quotes. It can be things. It can be people. Whatever you want this to be
time
is what we are
slots.
Going to do. Time slots. There you go, Blake.
Oh,
wow. Blake just gave away one of his, and now everybody's going to steal that when they get desperate late. But really excited to be doing this again. Maybe AI filtered photos. Maybe that'll be something that we talk about here. Maybe that'll be a big one for all of us. I don't know. But
that's my number one thing that makes Survivor Survivor. AI filtered photos.
And number two, as Reginald Archibald says, is James Miller. So we're back. Anyway, welcome everybody. How you guys doing?
I think that Phil, you unintentionally put us in the order of like new school specialist, middle school specialist, old school specialist. And I don't know how I feel about it. I don't like this position.
I put you down there with Will. Just keep you level where you should be.
I don't think Will and I belong here.
Blake gets front and center, which makes him feel way too good. We have our Baki here, 94. Has Alexa checked if her mic is working today? Alexa, at like 60%?
She has, and I'm really not moving tonight. Like, I'm literally not moving my body.
Alexa's about to say something brilliant, and the mic goes out. So it happens every time. It happened pre-episode, so this will be good. Will, you weren't on the episode, but you were watching.
It came up a little bit. I obviously couldn't make it. Also, that what we all were going to do every single topic. That was one where I was like, maybe not the biggest fan of that. I don't know. I don't consume Survivor on an episode basis. I don't know the names. I don't think I could have named 10 Survivor episodes. Maybe the Marooning, maybe Coconut, or no. No, I don't. I Coconut literally could not name 10 without looking them up. One of the few episodes I did know the name of without looking up was Telenovela, the season 43 penultimate episode. One of my favorite seasons of the show, and it went undrafted. I like kept scanning, looking for it. I even texted Adam during the draft. I was like, yo, great value right now. Telenovela is not drafted. And then he doesn't even draft it. Even when I tipped him off, I cannot believe that, because to me, that is like the best episode of the new era. I think it's far better than Operation Italy. And for it to not make the top 50 was quite surprising.
Were there any astronauts voted out in it?
Yeah, that's a great point, Blake. We are going to be doing best moves at the end of all this, and that'll be a ranked one. Ooh, that won't be a draft. Smart. That'll be a ranked one. And I think Will might have something going on there with the Cody boot. Who knows? Maybe that'll be
the whole episode was like, the way the editing and the music, they literally told it like a telenovela. Like that was their Emmy episode. First one in a while at that point. You guys all dropped the ball. I'm just
there. You go. I had ranked about 54 episodes, and I think I got 10 of my top 20, which I was shocked at. So really, the draft just went every way I wanted. I'm not going to complain. Alexa, you're ready to give Will some shit, I feel like.
I think it's our except for Tegwith, it's our anti-new era bias. And I know that this is going to be a draft about things we want, but I think we've already come up with a list of like 5 things that we would not want. That can be like maybe a Patreon draft later on.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. So this is going to be fun. I mean, this is going to be whatever anybody wants. Tegwith, once again, John Millsip here. Will's right. It's a banger of an episode. We are going to, whoever hit the Daryl Seymour one, we are going to go ahead and let Tegwith get her redemption here after she butchered the order last time. She said, I'm not going to do it because I was number one and thus rigged the draft after saying she wasn't going to rig the draft. So,
you know, I guess, you know, the optics were not great. But this time I genuinely said, you know what, if you're first, you're first. And I wasn't. So luckily that worked out well. So we have coming in at number one, Will. You get first draft pick, which is I'm nervous about that.
This is not
and then
rigged.
Luckily for me, I'm next. Blake, you're three. And then obviously it's between Alexa and Phil coming in at 4 and 5. So who is it? It's going to be Phil's last. So Alexa, you're fourth.
I'll take it.
I think fourth or fifth is better. I think that's a better spot for something like this.
You get the slingshot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think three, low-key, sorry, Blake, is probably one of the one of the worst spots, but that's okay.
Who better to put there, right?
Yeah, I've been fighting for my life my entire life, so.
Why change that today?
Yeah.
No, I appreciate this. Yeah, I probably have the least written out for this, so I'm happy that I'm going to get like two top-tier things for this. And again, I called it things or everything. Like, I know the thumbnail says things. It was hard to kind of summarize this because it could be anything. And I don't want people to be like, well, is Jeff Probst a thing? It's like, no, Jeff Probst a person, but can't do person, place, thing, nouns that define Survivor here, I guess. All right, let's pull up the handy dandy draft board here so everybody can actually follow along. Once again, Austin Garso coming through clutch, making this for us so everybody can actually follow along. Hopefully I'm editing this.
Should we all make a pact right now that no matter what happens, we'll still be friends?
Shut up.
If any of you pick the season 50 AI photos, we're not friends.
We're not. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. That was, I'll tell you what, Dalton Ross, Tegwith just interviewed Dalton Ross on our channel, which was awesome. If you haven't checked that out, go listen to it. It's an absolutely awesome interview. Dalton loves this game inside and out. If you went and you saw Dalton's article, you saw Dalton's photos, it was so awesome. And then the next thing that came out, I was like, what am I looking at? Like, I don't want to get on the person who made those, but I really am like, is that AI? Is that just overfiltered? Like, what were they going for on this? I don't know. But here we are. We're still here. We're okay. We're all going to survive the
AI. We made it through Photogate.
As Brandon Donlan once said, AI Jeff can't hurt you, and neither can these AI photos. So we're going to be just fine. Will, I don't know why you get rewarded for not showing up, but you get rewarded. So what do you got?
I don't know if this is a reward. I think going like fourth or fifth is better because I don't think there's some consensus number one pick because we don't even really know what it is that we're even picking. There's not like a list of people available. There's not like a board of what you're selecting off of. So because it's so vague, I actually think going later, I actually got screwed here is how I'll argue it. I got screwed into taking the first pick.
Woe is me.
Yeah, exactly. I think whatever I take here, there's an argument to be made that it could have been available when it comes back to me. But
let me say this, Will. You're okay. Setting the tone here for like, this is the definitive thing of Survivor. Like Alexa took If It Smells Like a Rat, Give It Cheese as the top episode. There's really no complaint on that. But like you have like whatever you pick here, this is what you're essentially saying the specialists think is the definitive Survivor thing. So don't blow that.
I think I'm definitely going to blow that. If that's the goal. I'm drafting a team of things I want on my team. And like, there's only one thing that I am like, I cannot leave this draft without having on my team. And so that's what I'm going to draft. It's definitely not the defining thing of Survivor whatsoever. With the first pick in the Survivor things draft, I'm going to take the Survivor Auction. It is my favorite segment pretty much of the show. It's hit, you know, the seasons that it's in, it elevates every season essentially, except for maybe the New Era auctions. But I'm not really talking New Era. If someone wants to take New Era auction later, go for it. I'm talking the original format of the auction or all iterations of the Survivor Auction. To me, it is like the best segment that the show does repetitively, and it always hits. It's like, you get character, you get food, you get love letters. Sometimes you get game twists, you get drama, you get fights, you get the cookie from Randy and Sugar. You get Eric sucking Ceri's fingers full of chocolate. You get people spending $500 on rice and water. You get people saving the money for their car shocks. You just get so many character moments come out of it. And so oftentimes I think we look at Survivor as like, okay, you have the camp life and the reality and how are people strategizing and talking and living. And then you have the games and the challenges. And I think the auction is like just so exemplary in that it is a crossover of the game as a format and a challenge while also being so character driven. So I needed the auction on my team.
Wasn't on my list. Wasn't in my top 50.
Yeah. That's what's so funny about this. Like you're getting flamed in the chat, but like there's like kind of like no correct in if you guys don't like Will's picks, you're gonna hate my picks. Like
yeah, I mean, if you don't like the Survivor auction, like I don't know what to tell you. Like
this is gonna be
it is the only thing that I absolutely needed to have on my team.
No, I'll give you that, Will. Okay. So Will's got the Survivor auction. Tegwith, you're up. What's your pick?
This is so easy for me because there's one thing that I think there are a lot of obvious answers here. And I think that I could obviously go with them, but I'm not gonna. But to me personally, there's one thing that I was devastated. Like, everyone was super sad that Jeff got rid of guys and come on in, guys. Nobody was talking about that. I think the most iconic thing that same season got nixed. And it's because they didn't want to draw attention that it was 26 days. So my first pick is going to be 39 days. 18 wow. people, one
Survivor.
Dang, that's the right answer.
Dude, that is, I have it written on mine. Yeah. Perfect pick.
It is genuinely like when everyone, honestly, like everyone getting mad about the guys, I was like, what are we doing here? Like, let's be real. Who actually even cares about that when truly the thing that's been there, what, since season one, since season two, is gone and no one's talking about that? And that honestly made me more upset than anything else. So it's gotta be, to me, it was just so obvious, it had to be that.
I love it. I mean, now all of a sudden, Will, you got to go in the chat and defend yourself. We're gonna get like six different people from the specialist. W for Teg, true specialist. Teg within the lead from Daryl Seymour.
Rare. That's a rare W for me. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue if you remove that one line, that's like literally 3 seconds in every season versus removing the auction from every season, like Survivor would be much worse product.
He's so in a spin cycle right now.
Yeah, I think the Survivor auction is much more angles. Like important to the actual enjoyment of the show. I think that quote is extremely iconic. I don't hate the pick, but if you're gonna tell me which one you would rather give up. Like I can never watch a Survivor auction again, or I can never hear that one line that maybe I'm fast forwarding anyway through that opening since I've seen every season.
Oh, like,
we're on a timeline here.
I'm taking Survivor auction.
Will's Will coming in hot. All right. Blake, you're up. Goodmo 88 had replied to our Instagram and said fried chicken and waffles. So I'm assuming that for you.
Oh my God. Different musical cue. 39 days, 16 people, one survivor. And that's when ancient voices come in and says, ode, ode, ode,
nice.
The theme song is by far, I think every episode that has it has the different, like, oh, now it's Guatemalan theme because they're in Guatemala. And oh, now there's Chinese voices in the background because it's Survivor China. That was something that was always Russ Landau. Why do I remember his name? It was iconic. It's the single most like Game of Thrones and Survivor are like the two main theme songs. I think everybody's like, I'm about to sing this the whole way. I know none of the words. And it's something where, yes, that is the start of my Wednesday night, my Thursday night, depending on what era I'm watching in, but it is so cool to, I don't skip the intro even on Paramount Plus. I listen to it every time and it's important. Anytime there's not the theme song, I think people, I don't know if they ever did a complete no theme song, but whenever they were like, oh, let's only do like 10 seconds because we got to get into Philip Shepherd, people were like, boo, because we want the full theme song all the time.
I will say, as I'm binging through seasons over on Paramount Plus, when you get the skip intro at Cagayan, it's like it's skipping 5 seconds and it takes my Paramount Plus longer to like recalibrate. And it does. Why are you even telling me this? I thought it was going to be the whole thing. Yeah. Ancient Voices is a very good pick. No complaints on that one. Alexa, pick number four.
All right. Something that is also currently in the Survivor graveyard, but has a chance of resurrection. I am picking Jeff taking various modes of transportation from Final Tribal Council to the finale. Phil, I don't know how you're going to write that one in.
What a good, Alexa, that is such a good pick, and I'm mad that's not on my list. Wow.
Thank you.
I have tears in my eyes. That's incredible.
Preferably, we have planes, trains, and automobiles. We have a jet ski, hailing a cab, walking through Central Park. But to me, this felt like a bit of a no-brainer. Hopefully it comes back.
I mean, for 50, we know it's a live reunion. We know it's on May 20th, so everybody can start making their plans now. I mean, Jeff, schedule out your travel, man. May 20th, just go crazy. Let's see.
Start traveling yesterday. Let's go.
Literally.
Yeah, the jet ski in Amazon, John Millsap brings that one up. That is like one of the most absurd things ever. Like, and Jeff was still taking himself very seriously at that time. So like thinking about how seriously he's taking himself mixed with that, very funny. All right, so I get to go back to back here. Look, this might be the cop-out answer, but I'm just going to take Jeff in general. Like, what is Survivor without Jeff Probst? I can't believe that at the back of the first round, Jeff Probst himself is still around. I knew Blake wouldn't take him because Blake's like, this would have been better if he never existed in the first place.
The music's cooler.
But yeah, like I have to take Jeff Probst as a first round pick. If we don't take Jeff Probst as a first round pick, I think we have seriously, seriously made a mistake. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do that. And then look, I'm going to take the easy route here to start this off. I'm going to let you all make amends for your mistakes here as you go through. I'm just going to take Tribal Council as my second pick. Like, so I'm going to go Jeff Probst. I'm going to take Tribal Council. Those are the two things that define Survivor. I'll take it a little bit less seriously as we go through, but those were just the first two things. I'm sitting here going, how at the turn am I getting that? That's great. So thank
boring.
You. Boring. Good. I'll take boring. I'll take boring.
Honestly, that was your strategy for episodes. If everyone was like, Phil won, but it had like zero panache or whatever the right word is.
You can't see the personality.
There's what is it?
Probst like, is a great pick, though. I mean, like that Jeff Probst is the only one here that I considered taking 1-1 was yeah. Jeff.
I thought that's what you were going to take, Will, honestly. And here's the thing. Like, there's people who have to be the personality of shows. Other people are just right. So I'll just take the second approach there. And just be, Blake's over there dancing. So you tell me as he does the Macarena, which one of us is right and which is personality. Alexa, you're back up. Is this just going to be another Jeff-inspired mode of transportation, or where are we going?
Yeah, I know. For one, I'll pick the helicopter. The other, I'll pick the jet ski. For my second pick, I don't really know how to phrase this, but I'm going to say hand-to-hand combat challenges. Mm. So two people ripping one person off of a pole from the golden ages. The coach versus Colby, like battering ram. Heroes versus villains challenge. I will pick physical challenges also in the Survivor graveyard.
Love that. Yeah. I mean, we are very sad about that. We talk about that a lot on the Patreon. Whenever we talk about the two tribe seasons, and Will always says you can't do combat challenges when there's three. So hopefully we get two someday so we can watch people just beat the crap out of each other.
You
again.
Totally could do. You could totally could do it with three.
That would be just cool
like,
with three.
Have you seen that trend where like kids will have a ring and there are like five bottles in the center and you have to get three bottles in your ring and you can move it from different rings. That could be a hand to hand combat with three tribes. Hmm.
Oh, I like Tag, that. Will. I hope someone's peachy. Listening. Well,
listen. All right, Blake, you're back.
This is the one I thought legitimately would go 1-1, but I like music better. The Tribe Has Spoken.
Damn. Mm.
It is the number one catchphrase of all time for the show. I don't think there is a catchphrase that's more important or more. It's in every single episode, no matter what happened. If we have somebody almost die, they don't do it. But The Tribe Has Spoken, that has been the thing that we make jokes about in magazines or whatever. I think that's probably when the people think back to when they lost Survivor, those words are echoing in their brains whenever they're dreaming about their Survivor careers. The Tribe Has Spoken is something that you never want to have somebody said to you, but it would be an honor as well.
Love it. Love great it. I went so basic with Tribal Council, but yeah, that was what I thought I was going to get there. Who's up? Tegwith, you're up.
Me. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. I felt like if Blake didn't, or somebody didn't take The Tribe Has Spoken, I felt like I was obligated to, because it has to be either in the first or second round here, but I'm really excited that I get to choose. I think something that's very iconic here. A lot of people collect this. I think, you know, whatever, it's a very big deal. And I'm going to go with the buff. And I think that they're so iconic for every single season. I recently just made a giant list so that Ryan and I can keep track of our buff collection and of every single tribe and every single color. It's kind of insane, but I absolutely love it. But a buff is just so classic Survivor. And yeah, it's gotta be that for me.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go. Getting in round two. Perfect. Will, you get to make amends, as Mason Band says up here. Where is it? Auction's still the worst pick on the board, respectfully. Will, do you feel respected?
I still know. I respect everybody's opinions. Like, I still think if you take out, I think Jeff Probst is the only one that's giving the auction. Probably Jeff was a better pick, but the auction I would probably have at number two out of these, just because somebody, I love the catchphrases, but like, what's more important to me is like, you hear the catchphrase once and it's like the auction is like a 12-minute segment when it comes on, and it's over the course of season. It's like, it means more to my enjoyment of the show, even though I know that you guys are picking more iconic things. I'm building my team how I want to build it, so I'm okay with that. I'm surprised this is still on the board. I'm gonna go hidden immunity idols.
There we go.
I think there's a big argument that, oh, there's too many idols and advantages. I think the show often strawman arguments where even in the 50 vote, it's like, do you want idols or not? It's like, no, we want idols, we just don't want too many of them. But you can't argue that idols have created some of the best television in the history of the show. So I got to get idols on my team. And then the next one is like, Jeff even said, like, the game pretty much doesn't count until this happens. So I'm going with the merge. The merge episode is so much fun. You finally get to see all the characters get together, new relationships, who's going to gain power, all the struggles there. Usually it's just a very, very good episode and a good time. So I'm taking the merge.
Will, how much does it pain you that every season now somebody has to say the word murgatory? Because that drives me up a wall.
No, I'm not taking the murgatory. I'm good. Just taking the merge. Thank you for making that clear, though.
I'm very annoyed with those two picks, Will, because those were in my really basic vanilla thing that I wanted to go with. You pick your team, and I wanted to pick my team as the most boring standard thing, and you just took away two of those things for me. So, damn. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. Okay. The merge, or the merger, as they call it in episode one. And Jervis, in Blood versus Water, still does call it the merger. That's probably one of my favorite things about the show, is that Jervis is the only one who calls it a merger after season one, and he does it in season 27 because maybe that man didn't keep watching. Tegwith, you're back up.
Amazing. Also, on my list, I said merge or merger. That's what I said on my list, because I love the merger there. Okay, so this one is going to be kind of, I feel like, a little bit different than what we've been doing. We've been seeing a lot of iconic things, some Jeff-isms, if you will. But this is a moment in Survivor that changed Survivor history. It changed the trajectory of the show. It's probably one of the most talked about moments in Survivor history. I mean, I think if you could definitely have the show without this, but I think because it happened, it just made it that much more iconic. And I'm going to go with the rats and snakes speech.
Ooh.
Because again, I really do believe that without this, the show might be slightly different. Without a Richard Wynn, the show would be different. And just like, if you haven't heard the speech in a while, go listen to it. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Like, but it's so, it made Survivor kind of Survivor. So it's gotta be my third.
I literally hate the snakes and rats. Yeah. I can see Will dying over there. I think it's
Will so on our massive. Season one, every season matters. The first season we ever did, Every Season Matters, he just ripped into it. And it's like, it is the most overrated thing in the world. I disagree with Phil. I think it's a great pick.
Blake loved it. Blake,
I like in your hot pots. Alexa, you have to say that for me. I can't do it.
What do I have to say?
In your heart of hearts. I'll take that over it every time.
I'll save that.
Yeah, save that for later. All right, rats and snakes speech. You're never in danger of me taking it, although Blake may have. Blake, has anything been stolen from you yet?
I mean, idols are so important, where I think that's literally, how do you think of Survivor without idols right now? And I think maybe some stuff that will be like, why have we not really enjoyed New Era? Because we're missing out on some of these things that make everything so iconic. And the thing that makes me perplexed, why do we know all about your family, but we never have a family visit challenge? Ooh. And I think family visit challenge is my third pick of, this is what the show is all about. Of, we're going to watch these people battle each other in combat challenges. We're going to watch them vote each other out. We're going to sing the theme song as we watch their pictures go by. But this is who they're playing for, and this is where the humanity of the show comes in. And some of the most iconic there's not a tape for you. Just as much as there are for the negative things, the family visits kind of put some context. The biggest lie of all time is during a family visit. It's a huge blunder that we aren't flying out the New Era people to do a family visit.
I like
it's
that.
It's iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the great family answer. Visit one. Blake has been banging that drum for a while now, saying, why the hell are we not doing this? Especially when we talk about the families all the time. Alexa, you're up.
Okay. This wasn't going to come up so early, but because you just referenced it, I'm going to pick a final Tribal Council roast, specifically where Trish says hot to hot. Mm. I think nobody else is going to... No, you have to spell it correctly, Phil.
Hot.
I loved this because...
Is that it?
That's perfect. Maybe two H's, but that'll do. I wanted something kind of random, but also this speech was really hardcore. It was really intense. It was deeply emotional, and it took me right out of my near tear experience when she dropped hot of hots, because it just it became this hilarious thing all of a sudden. I really loved Trish. I loved Trish and Tony together. So I'm gonna pick that. I don't know if it's should be my third choice, but it's what I did.
Hey, you get it. You get it when you want to. Will took the auction. He could have gotten in round 10. We're all still here.
Oh, the auction's gone by now.
No, the auction sure.
Wasn't on my list.
I mean, that's crazy.
It was on my list. I just had to say it wasn't, so Will would have a little question mark about himself. Hot of hots. I mean, look, that's probably my favorite one there. To start off my back-to-backs here, I'm going with Food Temptation Challenge.
Oh, I had that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't know if that's the right way to put that.
I put food bribes on my list, Phil.
Food bribes?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do food bribes. I think that at least is shorter. I miss back in the day when the merge was just this. You knew going into the merge that it was going to be stand on something, endurance challenge, hold your arm up, whatever it was, food temptation to take you down. Maybe we've gotten to the point where people are too competitive, but I'm watching people sit out for food. I'm watching people consider sitting out for rice. Like, instead of doing a rice negotiation, which doesn't work because Angelina broke it and made it good, let's just like move off of that. Like, let's just start tempting people down for food again. I miss that so much. Stop giving them such hefty rewards. I know some people, as they were watching season 49, were like, oh my God, these people just eat. That's all they do on the season is just eat. Stop giving them so much there and start tempting them down for food again. I think that is all time. And it's led to some of the most iconic moments in the show's history. I mean, Varner jumps down for chocolate and peanut butter, changing all of Australia and probably Survivor history. You get Jenna and Heidi, which Blake took last week in the episode's draft. But there's so much of this, and I just feel like that's something that should come down. Which I do think, if I'm not mistaken, tonight, Fitness here says food bribes is Mr. Beastification of Survivor. I do think that there's a food bribe thing going on the Mr. Beast Survivor crossover based on the little preview that I saw.
Okay, who's next? Somebody go.
I don't understand how food bribes is Mr. Beastification of Survivor when, like,
Survivor
food bribes
first.
is so old school. It's so iconic.
I just think it's interesting that
I don't have
to
read every comment.
It's gonna happen.
Like, when they don't make any sense.
Yeah, there will be no Mr. Beast references on this podcast that I'm not involved in anymore.
Yeah. And then for my last one here, look, I understand that we're all going like moments and stuff here, but at this point, I think that this has probably been played the most in the history of the show. Like, it has appeared on the most seasons, and that's Eric giving up the idol. Like, I feel like that at this point is something that like defines Survivor. It's something that makes me think of Survivor. Like, if I'm going for one moment, this is something that we are constantly seeing. I think that this has been shown in, like, I'm not kidding, like 10 to 15 episodes of the show. It just gets brought up over and over and over again. It's the most iconic moment of the show. I feel like iconic players will probably get taken at some point here. We've already had iconic slogans. I think the most iconic of all of the things that has happened is Eric giving up the necklace, where this poor guy did this in 2008. And in 2023, they're still showing it, being like, remember that time? Remember that time? Remember that time? So I'm going to go with that as people are starting to take things that are like moments in the show's history.
Great choice.
Yeah, Phil, you're fantastic. You're just really killing it, bro.
So Blake, what's your issue with my picks? That's all I want to know. So if you had to listen to Mr. Beast for 5 hours,
no. Here we go. So I'm gonna blow my strategy out of the water, but these are things that have, like, Eric giving up immunity happens. It's a very iconic episode. It gets referenced a whole bunch, but like the theme song happens every episode.
Yeah,
and like
we're doing best moves. All of all time, like, we know that's already going to be there. I feel like this is like a catch-all of things we're not going to talk about. It's so, like, top 50 characters I don't think we need to bring up, and like, we're going to have top 50 moves. I think this is like not the right draft for this pick, Phil.
Okay, what about Heart of Hearts?
Oh, I when else like Alexa more come than you. I don't know.
Oh my god, this when is else amazing. Is that
come up though?
What about rats and snakes speech? That can't come up. I just feel like this is. I feel like look,
you won the last draft. I have to take you out.
Has been in the show more than the Survivor auction.
Okay, I did. We all said the Survivor auction was a bad idea. So,
all right, Alexa, you're up.
Who's next? Yeah.
If you guys want me to, like, guys want.
Oh, she's muted. There it was. See, she was about to say something very intense.
Alexa.
And then she's going to come back and it's going to come through her headphones. So everybody sit for a second.
If you guys want me to come back to be a contributing member of the specialist so that we can keep taking down Phil, I'm happy to change my work schedule. Okay, I don't know if this is allowed because Blake sort of did this, but I wanted specifically original Tribal Council music. The like do
perfectly
doo,
fine.
Doo. Thank you, Blake. I don't know who the commissioner is here because I don't trust any of you. That is like sitting on the couch in middle school, chit-chatting with everybody, like who are they gonna vote for? What's going on? I hear that. Exactly.
Great choice.
Thank you. Thank you for your approval, Blake.
And it's in every episode. It's not once every 15 seasons or something or referenced 50 more times. It's every episode.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get to weird references soon enough.
All right, Blake, you're up. Let's get your brilliance in here to save the podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm going
to
get murdered for this. But I'm sticking with my guns, and I'm going to say the word tree mail. Because it's an email that you get from the tree and it tells you what you're going to be doing that day. And it always rhymes and it always lets you know, did somebody die on the other tribe? They'll be like, come find out. That lets you know when there's a merge. It lets you know if there's a swap. It's a very much a way to signpost what we're doing on this episode of after our cold open. Tree mail's here. And sometimes when you go with somebody, it's a cool moment. Tree mail is something that I think has even made it into other episodes of stuff like America's Next Top Model or RuPaul's Drag Race. They all follow this iconic thing that was shown here first. And I think it's a great way. It's not that it's the most interesting where I wish it was in every episode of the new era, but they haven't had a rhyming tree mail much at all in the new era at all. And it's a thing that I would love to see back.
I think they just don't show it anymore. Like, I'm assuming they're still getting those exact things.
I think they still do it, and they still do always rhyme. They just never make the air. There's just not enough time, you know?
There was one recently. I think it was in 48 or 49, I think.
Did you guys realize that tree mail is email but tree?
You do realize, though, in 2000, that wasn't necessarily what they were thinking, right?
I interviewed him myself and
Mark. Yeah, you think in 2000 that's what they were going with here? I don't know about that. Who's up? Tegwith, you're up.
Oh, me. Yes. Okay, so I could go two ways. I'm going to go with specifically Dig Deep. But I think that there are a lot of different like Jeffisms that he says during like yelling during a challenge, but Dig Deep is the word that comes to mind most of all. And mainly because like you watch that first season when it's just like silent when those challenges are happening and you're like, God, like what can I do to fill the time? And they're just like this person's in the lead in the top right-hand corner. It's terrible. And yes, I know that some people think that like Jeff talks too much in the challenges and I totally get that. But I do think that without Jeff like narrating the challenges, it is incredibly boring. And there are some great moments that have come out of him like yelling at people, like getting mad at me or whatever else. Like that's the only one I'm gonna get right now. But I think that it is. It's just something that's so Survivor in my mind, and makes the challenges so much more interesting.
There you go.
Great pick.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say anybody had a great pick anymore. I'm over it. I hate this podcast, man. No, that was a good one.
Phil, you won already. We're trying to tie it up. We got another 50 drafts coming up, and we don't want you to win by 30.
Phil was front running, and then his last pick kind of, I don't know.
Here's the thing, man. I mean, I still got plenty of things that everybody's going to go, holy shit, let's fast forward through those 15 seconds of Phil talking. So I got plenty. I had to get one in there that people might feel a little polarized on. Will.
Okay, good.
You got two.
I don't know if the best, I wrote down food drama slash theft. And maybe that's covering too wide. I don't know, but like just food drama, essentially, like Clarence eating the extra cherry, Cal with the beef jerky, the chocolate and peanut butter. I guess, no, that's in Phil. He already has that.
That's mine.
Any drama surrounding food,
we
stolen
feel
food.
The chickens or not. Yeah.
The chicken drama, the crispy rice. How about eat yo rice? I mean, like the amount of fun drama that food causes on a show where you're starving for 39 days needs to be addressed here. And I know it's not like a singular thing or moment, but give me all of the food drama. Give me the Vanuatu where the women eat the chicken wings. And they brought the women bring the reward back, give the women that are still at the camp more chicken wings. And then the guys come back from a fishing trip and they give them scraps. Like that stuff to me is absolute gold and why I love
doo-doo.
The show.
Right, Sean Rector, you might as well just give me this piece of doo doo when she gives him the candy,
the
that
mint from her mouth.
The mint from her mouth. The first thing I thought of.
Yeah, so good.
Great answer.
Will, you get another one?
Oh, I'm back. I need to look at my board here. I feel like I already took something a little similar to this, but why not? No, I'll go a different route. I'm gonna go the live reunion. Just like, I love the reunion show. It's so, we haven't had it in so long, and I know it is coming back. Even if we had it for, you know, 9 consecutive seasons of New Era, it's still like, I just love the reunion. I'm always a sucker for it. You get to hear what the people are thinking now that they've seen the show. I mean, you guys get it. The reunion's awesome. So I got to take it.
Will, great. Yeah, it's a really good, I like their live reunion. The live reunion comes back for this season. Do you think that this is going to be something that's going to be here to stay, or do you think they're going to go back to no more live reunions after this?
That's a tough question, because it's not like it's based on what people want. We know everybody wants the live reunion, so
it just got
proven. I don't know. Maybe Jeff's like, you know what? I love this. Let's bring it back for the 50s. Sure. Mm-hmm. I hope so. Let's be optimistic. It's coming back to stay.
I hope so, man. I really do.
They were doing the live reunion light anyway. Like since season 45, they would have most of the cast fly out to LA and they would watch it together. It's just not televised. Like, that's live reunion light.
True.
And they saw probably how overwhelming the vote was. I bet you it was like 99% of the people voted for a live reunion. And I feel like if they ignore that, that's absolutely, absolutely insane. Like, that would be crazy. And I'm actually getting mad thinking about them ignoring that. Because that would be like so dumb to me. But they've got to keep it. They've got to keep it.
Here comes Tegwith's angry pick now. Tegwith, go ahead. What makes you mad that Survivor does? Here we go.
What makes me mad? Nothing makes me mad. actually, ooh, okay. This might be, I don't know if I want to take this. Okay, I am going to take it. I'm going to say, I'll go tally the votes. Which is obviously another Jeff saying, but I think that is just, to me, for some reason, that's so iconic. I don't know why, because he goes, I'll go tally the votes, and then he goes, I'll read the votes, which I think is silly. And then in Australian Survivor, they can't say tally, because I think that is a slang for something, I don't know. So I think that's also funny.
Big honkins.
Yeah. So I think that's also so funny, because I think he goes, I'll go count the votes in Australian Survivor. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think it's a really fun thing. It's something that I say all the time in like my day-to-day life, kind of. I love it. I love that one.
You say this all the time in your day-to-day life. Like, you go to the grocery store and you're like, I'll tally the grocery. Like, what do you mean? How do you say this in your day-to-day
life? Well, I'll be thinking about work. Yeah, like I'll be at work and I'll be like, oh, I'll go tally the votes. Like if something who actually likes this, or I'll go tally whatever. I say it often, actually. Okay. Okay. I can't think of it right now, but.
All right. I mean, I believe it. Blake, you're up.
I think this word has been around, but I think Survivor made it popular. And I don't think you can think about this word without thinking about Survivor first and what it means to you. And it's some of the best episodes ever. Blindsides.
I thought you were going to say fixins.
This is so good.
Blindsides are where the person had no idea it was coming. They are completely surprised. It is the most brutal act you can do on this show. It is what we base a good season on. How many blindsides did they have? It is the epitome. Like, whenever, what blindside were you a part of when you were on the show? Maybe you didn't win $1 million. But I was on all the right sides of the blind sides. We think you're a good player. We want you to come back and do some more blind sides. I think if you could know the number of anything of this? How many times will the buff, how many buffs are there? Okay, that doesn't say anything. How many blindsides are in Survivor 50? We would know immediately how good the season was.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag blindside in the bottom left hand corner.
Oh, I longest missed that. Time.
Yeah. They used to do that nonstop and then that got they got rid of it.
That's still on my board.
Hashtag
yeah,
hashtag.
Do hashtag.
Yeah, yeah, with the hashtag.
It's different than regular blindside. Yeah, it's different.
Totally
it's
different.
All right, Alexa, you're up.
All right, so to stick with Jeffisms and all other things that I am consistently saying in my day-to-day life, I got nothing for you, head back to camp. I say that all the time.
Really good. It's really good.
You can cut the head back to camp if camp...
What's good is, so Alexa cut herself out there again. When Alexa cut her toe, which she talked about on this podcast, it would be like, you know, Katie would be like, hey, Alexa, can you get that for me? And she'd be like, I got nothing for you. Like, yeah, just sitting there in bed with her foot up, not doing anything for months at a time.
So bad. Yeah, I know. For those of you who haven't talked to me in 3 months, which is pretty much all of you, I dropped a knife on my foot and severed my tendon. And only now am back to it. So, yeah, I should put that on this list.
You should. All right. You guys ready medivacs to fall asleep?
I haven't been on there yet. Pick a medevac.
True.
Oh, well, Blake, thanks for stealing my thunder. So celebrity guest appearances, right? That should be my next pick. No, I'm going to go with the jury on this one.
So smart.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm surprised.
So boring.
Yeah, I mean, it is boring. I wanted to go a little wild. Everybody got mad at me. So now we'll go with the jury. I feel like the jury, the fact that that's how the game is decided, I think, like, Will, you work in the reality TV world. We've seen so many other shows come and try to decide winners in different ways. The jury is still the best way to decide the winner of a show. It's not like we watched Deal or No Deal Island. I remember it got down to the end of Deal or No Deal Island. You had four people competing in a physical challenge and then three people competing in a physical challenge. And you're like, this is supposed to be them playing Deal or No Deal. Like, they almost don't know how to end shows because they don't want to steal what Survivor did. The jury format of Survivor is legitimately like the greatest way to determine who's going to win something. And so I'm going with that.
It's a good pick.
OG Thank twist God. Of the show. OG twist of the show.
That's true. I never really thought about it like that, but that is the OG twist of the show. And then I am going to go with my next one. You guys ready for this? This is a big one. I'm going to go with immunity challenges. Yeah, can't have Survivor without immunity challenges. They're on every single season. I'm just going to take overall. I know that Alexa has combat challenges. I took the food bribe type challenges. I'm going specifically individual immunity challenges. I feel like individual immunity challenges obviously have been massive throughout the entire history of the show. They're in every episode of the show. I think the only time, it's still Pearl Islands is the only time that in the individual portion of the game, nobody was immune. So look, individual immunity challenges, they're really, really important to the show. Survivor can't exist without them. If you guys want me to be bland, I am your man. Here we go. So individual immunity challenges. Anything you want to say about that one, Will? I know you're probably like, damn, Phil, like these picks are just...
No, actually, I didn't have that specifically on my list. I have something else on my list that maybe I don't want to say. Like, I'm kind of having to bite my tongue a little bit because I don't want to reveal any of my future picks.
Mm. Okay. Alexa, you're back up.
Thanks. Your list is so boring. I'm so sorry. I'm just like, staring at it.
So is Survivor boring? Is that what we've decided?
Wow.
Ooh. There it is.
Ooh.
All right. I'll switch things up a little bit. I'm going to go with the Tribal Council pen specifically. So this...
Yes, girl.
Not on my list, but really great
thing. Nobody was gonna pick. I knew this would get a good one. Okay.
I love it, Alexa. Bring it.
Thank you, Will. First of all, it covers what all of you want. It's boring because it's necessary. Blake, it's been on every single episode. And to me, what I like about it is like, is it a Sharpie or is it a pen? Why is it so satisfying to watch people write? Like, what actually is it? I'm taking it and I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, how have I not Mason sold Band those online?
Mason Band with the best comment, Phil, your list is so boring, picks a literal pen.
Oh, no, but she's right though. No, she is right. And then you see people like try to pull the wrong side and you're like, you doofus. I don't know which side is the pen. It's a great pick. It is a great pick.
Oh, and the pen is like, for how boring of a literal item it is, it's maybe the funniest pick on here.
Yeah.
I knew it would get a good reaction.
There you go. We're back.
Pen. Oh, we're so back.
All right, Blake, follow that up. You class clown over here now has to follow up the pen.
I think I should add an adjective to this, or it's too general, but I think it's kind of crazy because this is Phil's favorite thing.
Oh, I know what it is. I have
snark,
it.
So much. Snarky confessionals. Confessionals in general is what I would have done, yeah, but maybe there's some... let's just do confessional. It's literally a third of the show. It's how we get into the inner workings of our minds. So it's not just we're a player. We get the omni knowledge of God, basically. It's why this show works, because we know most of this stuff and we can... based on how we think players are doing and how they're, and it's how we get their personality mostly, because some people would never say some of this shit whenever other people can hear them. Confessionals are super important. It's been on every reality show, but I think this is kind of how we tell our story. And I can't imagine a season of Survivor without confessionals, or an episode without confessionals.
Be a boring episode.
Yeah. Yeah. They are. And when I talk about them too much, everybody gets mad at me, but they are the most important thing.
Yeah, great choice. Great answer.
Look at this. Like, Blake, you finally get your win. The chat has just been universally loving you. You're really going to need to screw up your last couple picks so that we can come back down to earth. Yeah.
Tegwood, gay stereotypes. I love when all the people that are gay on the show are literally the most effeminate people of all time. Don't take that,
guys. I'm dead. Okay. All right. So we're in the back half here now. So I'm going to start to get maybe a little bit more crazy, I guess. Or maybe not. I'm going kind of less important and more fun/important to me. And so with this next pick, it's going to be something that we have not seen in quite some time. But it is something that I talk about almost every single season, wanting it back. I think I've sent in a question to the On Fire podcast with this a million times, and it is Jeff Probst in a cowboy hat, and when are we getting it back? Jeff Probst in a cowboy hat to me is everything. And if we don't see that in 50, I might be out on the show completely.
When was the last time we saw Jeff Probst in a cowboy hat? Like, now, not you, but us in general.
I think like season like 8 or something. It was when he was obsessed with Colby. So like, maybe Vanuatu or Palau, like early. It was like early, but it genuinely, whenever, like, I think once a season I send in, hey Jeff, will you ever wear a cowboy hat again? I need it back. So
I love the idea.
Sexy or because it makes the show better?
Both. Why can't it be both?
I think John the show gets better.
Pick Jeff in a cowboy hat before Jeff's ball cap.
Yeah. Anybody
ever see Kicking and Screaming where Will Ferrell just like dresses up as Mike Ditka the one time? I love this comparison of that, of like Jeff wanting to be Colby. So he just dresses like Colby to become Colby. I love that. Maybe he'll start bringing it back as Colby's back on TV.
That's why I'm like, it's gotta be in 50. Jeff Probst in a cowboy hat. It's gotta be in 50. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or some sunglasses, maybe, like the really tiny ones. He wore
sunglasses. Ones are great.
Yeah, he used to wear the ones that like now your uncle would wear at like a barbecue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like while he's taking like bocce ball way too seriously. That's the type that Jeff
and
used
he had
to wear.
The croquis or whatever it's called to hold him up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. All right. Will, you got back to back picks here. This is so much faster than episodes. We'll have to slow this down in the second half. People wanted 3 hours. So
okay. Well, for my next pick. In the survival.
Oh, okay, I get what you're doing here.
I'm surprised this is still here. I'm going to take tribe swaps. This was, I know we said the first twist is the jury decides the winner, but like that is a part of the survivor format. I know that Jeff has said that, but that is part of Expedition Robinson and was part of, this episode that we first got a tribe swap, it was called The Twist. And we've had a number of iterations for tribe swaps, and we're always excited to see them. New dynamics, new relationships, sort of like The Merge. But I think that's a banger 1-2 punch right there to have on the same squad, The Merge and the tribe swaps teaming up together for new bonds and relationships.
Yeah. Sorry, I get distracted that Alexa, I think, still has a house phone. Okay, so we're...
Sorry.
Well, now that she dropped her knife on her toe or her foot. She needs to be able to dial anyone.
She's got the corded phone that she sits there with her foot up.
Sorry, it was my someone's at the door.
Okay. Tribe swaps. I like tribe swaps. Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, that's a sixth round pick. You took it after Jeff Probst and a cowboy hat tag with. I'm going to be honest. You probably could have gotten that in the 10th round.
But it's important to me. I don't care when I could have gotten
it. Yeah, you want to walk away with what you
want. Don't let anyone judge you.
Want.
Yeah. So, Will, what else do you want?
Here it is. Yes. We actually had a mini one of these this past season, and it was an informal one. In the finale episode, they talked about each player. This is called Fallen Comrades or Rites of Passage sometime. I think Fallen Comrades.
Fallen Comrades is the challenge. Rites of Passage is the journey, right?
Whatever the thing is where they go through and they talk about everybody. I really like that. The show is inherently like at its core about the people playing, and that's why you're watching. That's who you care about. And yeah, especially with 90 minute episodes. I don't know, or 3 hours. We have like 3 hour long finales, and we can't do like 5 minutes about the people who played the game. Like, that's crazy. It's something I always really enjoy.
There was a John Millsap had sent in. He had said very specifically the thing that he thinks about with Survivor, and I agree with this, is the music that plays often during the rites of passage, especially in the earlier seasons, that like ba da da ba da
na na. Yeah, well, like still on the board. Someone can take rites of passage music if that's they want.
Okay. Well, if you guys don't take it, I'm probably going to, because like John brought that up as potentially like the best music, and they don't use it as much anymore. But to me, that like defines my childhood. That's like the Lord of the Rings intro. It's the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I'm taking the segment holistically. The music's not available.
Gotcha. All right, Tegwith. What other attire we got here?
Oh man. Okay. His cargo shorts. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
That would be a good pick.
It is a good pick. But I do think that this is something that honestly, I didn't even think of that. I could just
Don't think of it. No, stop. I have the vanilla tribe.
I don't want it. Tribes is boring. It's correct.
I have the Cecilia going right now. Leave
it. But I'm not
Patrick Stahl with a good one.
So this is actually kind of gonna be close to Will what you said, because I actually didn't have rites of passage on my list, but I did have this. It's announcing jury's names as they come out to tribal council,
which dang a good pick.
Don't really do anymore, but I love it. It's so like dramatic for no reason, and then you know it's kind of one of those things where if you're the first jury member, it stinks, right? You're Mayor Ponderosa, but then you get to hear your name called every single time. I love that. And I think also they kind of brought it back a little bit. We now see it a little bit. That's why we the Saul and the vest was like a big deal. But you know, you can appreciate how they look not all dirty. I just think it's a great moment. Really kind of kicks off tribal council in a dramatic way.
Mm-hmm. I love the players' reactions when someone has a major glow up. That's the best.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
I like that one. Blake, you're up.
I think there's a way to say this the wrong way, and you're going to be like, okay, what? It's like contestants from all walks of life. Of that is a very important, like, it's not just one, like, diverse is what we say nowadays, but that hasn't been throughout the whole, whatchamacallit, of like, it's way more diverse now, but like the idea of this farmer is going to be playing against this lawyer, like, and how they describe that of like very contestants from all walks of life, I feel like is a sentence that is said early on that maybe not every season, but Survivor is at its best when there's 20 different people, 16 different people, if I got to choose what number I would choose. But it is kind of like if we had 16 white people from California, it would be very bad. It's called Redemption Island. And if we had 16 of some other race or some other state or some other, it's like, that's just not what the show is about. The show is about bringing people from different walks of life, having them in, and the social experiment of Survivor go. And I think just as much as I guess I could write casting as an easier thing for this, but it's important to have contestants from all different walks of life.
So not the new era.
There we go. They all were, what are they called? On Q season, they're like, everybody is a camp counselor here. Yeah. Don't want that energy.
Yeah. No, and Blake, you said it. You defined that pretty well, where you said it's contestant from all walk of life. Now we call it diversity, but this is what I'm looking for. And I do think like it's become more diverse in the casting. But yeah, contestants from all walks of life, it feels like, has kind of gone out the window in the new era compared to what it was in those earlier seasons where you're watching way different people go. I don't know where that just came from. All right, Alexa, you are up. Oh, she's muted. She doesn't know it. I thought you knew it.
This was an intentional mute also.
Yeah.
So I'm just like 0 for 16 already. I'm going to continue with some Jeff-isms. This is the words of wisdom that Jeff used to, doesn't do anymore, give out to the tribe after that person is voted out. They were always a little unnecessary. They were never that good. But the fact that he had to come up with that on the spot, and it made them sit there and probably regret what they just did, I loved it. So I guess Jeff's words of wisdom.
I'll take that. I like that. If you watch Australian Survivor, JLP essentially makes fun of that part of the game because he always just puts a joke in every time after a tribal council. It's always just something super cheeky. So
it's written.
It's written. Wait, JLPs are written?
Yeah.
No.
So are Jeff's.
I don't know if I ever told you this. I hate Australian Survivor. Australian Survivor is the worst.
Not written, but like it's thought of before it's set.
Totally.
It's like you still need to go through tribal council. It's like, okay, honestly, when I was out there, we used to listen to tribal council, you could hear it, and then we'd play a game. Can you name a word that's going to be in Jeff's wisdom? And so the metaphor of the night was roller coaster, it'd be like, all right, I got money on roller coaster that Jeff's. You couldn't say like the or a or and. You have to pick like a real word, but it was fun and we got in trouble for it.
Love that.
I love that game.
All right, I am going to go with, you know, keeping it going. I'm going to go with torches. I think that torches, well, you could laugh. I think torches, though, are like one of those really cool, like actual visuals that's so important to Survivor. It's another thing that kind of separates it. You think about like other shows when people get eliminated, they just kind of go. I know that House of Villains, like they go into the wall and stuff. So like people try to do it. But I think with torches, it's so subtle. It's so easy and like I don't know, I like the torches. I think the torches are cool, watching them walk away and to tribal council with the torches, going turn around, pick up your torch, you know, I think all of that stuff is really, really good. So I'm gonna go with torches as the first one. And then how many letters are in
great pig Phil?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There is something to like the walk in and exit shots where you see the bouncing little flames, like whether it's close up, whether when they're on the ramp or whether it's the drone or the helicopter, and you're including the snuffing here, it seems like. So I'm giving you crap, but it's your theme. It's like a very kind of down the line pick, which is fine.
Well, you know, and like, let's just look at my next one here as I type it in. I'm surprised that this wasn't taken, so I might as well just keep going with the theme of here. Fire represents your life. I feel like that also has become a really cool tagline for the show. It's another one of the Jeff-isms. I know a lot of people have taken Jeff-isms. I actually haven't. That's the first one I've taken. I think fire represents your life. When your fire is gone, so are you.
You should add that in.
What?
When your fire is
you're
out.
Gonna so write, you're going to want to write all like of that. That in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me write it all when like I'm not talking, you know, Will, when you're up, I'll finish doing this, but I just feel like, you know, it's somebody says torch snuffer. No, not torch snuffer. I feel like this has become a cool phrase. It's something that could have been super corny early on, like the conch shell, which ultimately went away after season one. But I do feel like that has become something that's so iconic. And like you see, as we're starting to get the super fans who are playing, you see their facial expressions, the excitement, all of that stuff. When Jeff says those words and when they come to a tribal and they're the only one who hasn't been because there's a tribe swap or something. I think that's a cool little moment in the show. I always like watching them dip their torches in. So my last two picks were fire, right? Well, fire. All right.
Anyway. You don't have any more picks your left. Life.
How many I more picks do we have?
I said those are my next two. They were fire. Oh, that's all.
Okay. You have two more after this, right? That was your eighth. Okay.
Alexa, you're up.
Okay. This is another weird one, but this was sort of my first, or it felt like sort of the first times where they were breaking the fourth wall on Survivor. It hasn't happened super often. It hasn't happened in a very long time because it doesn't really matter anymore. But I always loved when players would go wandering around, either looking for an idol or just wandering around, and fall backwards into someone else's camp. I don't know how you're going to write that in, Phil, but to me, that felt like, again, the first time that Survivor was a reality TV show. I feel like it only happened two or three times, but I always really liked it. So I'm going with that. Oh, there you go. Visiting other camps.
There you go. I mean, the two biggest ones are what? Guatemala and Cook Islands?
Cook Islands. Did it happen in, didn't Colby do it too? Or am I mixing that up? He did not? All right.
Season 24 also.
That is the good one, Will. Will. That's
got him.
World, Alexa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank you, Will. All right. So we got visiting other camps. Wait, would you count,
I actually had this as a pick, like including those plus like kidnappings, camp raids, like all those. Just like encompassing camp visits between the tribes. Yeah.
They got to bring those back. They're so good.
When was the last time we saw a camp raid? That was forever ago, right?
I feel like we've seen New Era camp raids.
I think in 45. Wait,
44. I feel like Danny from 44 raided someone's camp. Why am I thinking that?
I feel like Carla's camp got raided.
Mm.
Cody,
That sounds right.
Wow, Alexa, remembering the last like
specialist.
One of the seasons almost broke us.
Was she a specialist or was she a specialist?
There you go. Oh my God! All right, so Alexa coming in with the visiting other camps. Who's up after that? Blake.
So my next pick is not only a challenge, it's not only a chore. It could be the biggest tiebreaker. It could be the make or break moment. It's been in season one. It's been in season 49. Starting a fire.
Falling apart.
It's your earliest chore. It's a way to win immunity in multiple seasons. I just said all this in a different way, but it's also it's Final Four is super important in the new era, or since 33 or something. Like, starting a fire is so important even for the contestants, not just the production.
Some would say fire represents your life. Some would say that.
I feel like Blake got very clever in taking two picks at once. And not that I'm against it, I actually respect it. But it's like you're taking all fire making challenges, which is like tiebreakers at four.
So much
but he's
fire.
Also talking about like the first time they get fire at camp or just a campfire, which provides a whole other jar of worms. So good job on Blake for sniping two picks with only three words.
can Flint still be taken? I guess that's my question. Or does this kind of take that too? Because it's like you're often using Flint.
Building a shelter.
Phil, you're gonna take New Era Flint Ceiling as one of yours.
I no, that would be too specific for me. We don't have time for such. Reward challenges are still on the table. I'm just saying. So, you know, if that gets back to me. Tegwith.
All right.
Nobody said good job. Nobody said good job at all.
Nobody thought it was, you know.
I said good job to you. But.
You did better than good job. Thanks.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. I wrote something down and I wanna what I wrote down, there's more to it. So what I wrote down was G.Otis. But what I
so,
what I,
so good.
Fan culture in a nutshell.
Does that include Mother?
Yes. Mother
oh
Queen.
My God. Mother Veeve.
And Yas Queen.
Mother Veeve. What I meant by G.Otis is like the Survivor community as a whole. And I obviously like Survivor Sucks is probably gonna be like the first instance of this, but like what we're doing here, like live shows, all of these things that is like very niche to the Survivor community. Cause we're talking about, you know, we're ranking everything that makes Survivor Survivor, and Survivor would not be where it is today without the people who obsess over it, without us talking about it on a Wednesday night during off season. And we're talking for an hour on things that make Survivor Survivor. So like genuinely this show, obviously the show is great, which is why we love it. But this show would not be anything at all what it is now without like obsessive people like us. So I called it like G.Otis, which I will say that's the thing that I want to write down. But what I mean by that is just like kind of this crazy, ridiculous fandom that we have here, which is the Survivor community.
Even just seeing it written down makes me laugh. This is by and away the best.
I feel like, Tegwith, you should have just started the draft with this one, and it would have been like, okay, she covered all 50 things.
Shut
like,
it down.
Just move on. It's like, I get that.
You know
though.
Why so it's called not Otis,
the
right?
Survivor community, yeah. I think, is what. Yeah, but I get it. I had a specific community on my board, but I feel like it's looped into this.
You can take
on Survivor sucks.
One,
you can't write. So. You can't write goddess at all. So they had to put
got
a,
filtered out.
Got
no. My pick was
going to
be Arhap, but it's now in there.
You can no. Okay, you know what?
No, I'm joking. I was going to
say.
Gonna,
oh, okay.
I was going to take the specialist, obviously.
Oh, of course.
Well, your pick is up. I mean, you know.
I think I was leaning towards taking the Survivor specialist, but I think that is now kind of wrapped up in.
Sorry.
So
you can take it.
No, it's fine. No, you picked it. It's a draft, and that's totally cool. And thanks for picking us, by the way. Really appreciate it. You know, way to get the special. Way to get us up there. I'm gonna go with fake immunity idols, fake hidden idols in advantages, like kind of just covering people doing fake things, like going back to, you know, it's a fucking stick. That's what we're sniping that one off the board. Bob's intricate fake idol with like wax and like leaf grease or whatever it was, making up rules for your idols, like Tony, and even we saw with Rizzo. So just like everyone faking with notes and lies, all that stuff, all encompassing there.
I mean,
you got real idols and fake ones.
You did.
I know. I covered
giving up immunities in more episodes than fake idols. I'm just saying. Just saying. But that is good. When was that? We saw Rizzo do it. The other one that really comes to mind is David Wright when he tricks Jay. That's like one of my favorite ones. But it didn't really.
One.
Did it happen often after between the David Wright and Rizzo one?
Yeah, man.
I feel like people have been making fakes like I don't know, every three seasons. Seems like some shenanigans are popping up.
Yeah, people just don't talk about it as much, I guess. So yeah, Jay's fake one though. That David Wright one is so underrated. People forget like how fun, like he put it in the coconut and left the coconut back
and like
there.
With the paint color of the merge, like just how the producers were hiding it, like. And then yeah, you got some notes in there. Yeah, it's all fun.
Love it. All right, well, you got two picks left, so Will, you get your next one and then you're gonna end the draft. So what's the last
one? Oh my god,
wow.
I could go Phil route.
It's fun. Water is very, very lukewarm.
I know
you had water yet.
I know you had said reward challenges are available, but like I want the reward adventures. Like I want the actual rewards. Like I want Lex and Ethan going with the goat into the village. I want the, you know, sliding down the volcano that Fabio does. So iconic, right? I want like the waterfalls and the helicopter rides and the massages and whoever was in the people sharing the beds really awkwardly and the showers and the robes and going to the boat in season one and Sean's dad is out there. Give me all the actual rewards.
Yeah. So you're talking like when they eat peanut butter and jelly, that doesn't do it for you, but you want like actually going somewhere.
I want the reward excursions where they're actually, but like, if you just give me all the rewards, then I get everything. So I'm kind of food oriented here. I realize I have food drama. I have rewards. I have the auction. I think I'm just really hungry today.
You should have ate before you did this.
Yeah. Will's
the food of Survivor is honestly a big draw to it. I find it fascinating.
There you go. All right. Well, that means that Tegwith, you're back.
Oh, okay.
I want to click.
I don't know. I don't know. Skip me. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I've got like eight things left on my list and I cannot think about, I don't know which one I'm going to do. Let's go. Cause I could go like very niche to me, like a thing that I say in my day all the time, but everyone will like, it's just like, it means nothing to the show, but it means a lot to me. It means genuinely zero to the show. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? This is kind of okay. I'm going to go with Survivor Guy. Do you guys know who Survivor Guy is? It's nobody Jeff's sells. Alter ego.
It's one of the most 50 important things ever. So of course we do.
It's Jeff's. So this is kind of my way to also get Jeff. It's Jeff's alter ego. And he was a thing. He said it came to him in like a vision. I think it was before season 40, like Jeff Probst in a cowboy hat. Yes, exactly. And it came to him in a vision or a dream or something. And it's like this alter ego of Jeff, whatever. And it's how he came up with the phrase, sorry for you. And he said it in like an interview. I thought it was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever read in my entire life, which is why I'm kind of obsessed with it. Cause it's just the most ridiculous thing ever that he kind of like named himself Survivor Guy, but only when he's doing Survivor. And it's just kind of the lamest name ever. And it means a lot to me personally. It probably doesn't mean anything to the show, but I love it. I love Survivor Guy.
What I appreciate about this is the way of me not having to have Jeff seasons 41 to 50. So
yeah, I'm stuck with New Era Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in here. Since
no!
Jeff 41 to 50.
No, but look it up. Look up Survivor Guy. It's a real thing. He talks about it in an interview.
I look up Survivor Guys all the time, and I've never...
It is ridiculous, but yeah, I don't know why that's my choice, but it's my choice.
You're making Eric giving up immunity. Will's over here going, holy shit, Phil, that was like a top 15 pick in this draft right now. So thank you.
I'm just close. What you tag with.
Survivor Guy. Now we'll have to go look that up.
It's real. I swear it's real.
Blake?
I think I did a little hint of this for episodes, and I do think whenever I was watching this as a fourth grader through fifth, through sixth, seventh, eighth, reading the Newsweek articles, there was a huge thought process of this. I don't think we'd be anywhere on this show if there weren't hot girls in bikinis. And it is a layer of the show that got people to, hey, what's that? Maybe it's not sex sells of like the gross version of this. Definitely not in the last 10 seasons, 10 years. But I think that was a consideration of, we want these people to be on the show, like hot girls in bikinis, or always having model actresses or famous, what are they called? Beauty queens or whatever. And it was we're having them in their bikinis. It's not that they're going to have bikinis as a second option. They're going to be the full thing. I think I could do hot people in swim trunks or swimsuits, yeah. But that's not as a big of draw as hot girls in bikinis in my mind.
Oh, you're only doing one gender here. Wow.
If somebody wants hot guy, I feel
someone has to do hot guys in swim trunks.
But I think this is that was a focus of
Blake's
the
only one that's going to do that
in the first like
that's
11
his pick
seasons.
When it comes around.
Yeah, Blake just found a way to make his last two picks super easy for himself. Hot girls in bikinis, hot dudes. And also, hot dudes in swim trunks really does not roll off the tongue the way hot girls in bikinis mm-mm. does. Yeah, that is just not a good.
It's hard being a guy sometimes.
Yeah.
The word bikini has a good flow to it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Blake. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah. So, Alexa, you got two picks left. What's your next one?
I'm going to go with alcohol-based rewards as one of my picks. If I ever got on Survivor, I think I would tell myself that I would never drink because then I would be drunk on national TV. But I don't think that's true. I think like if Jeff tempted me with a glass of red wine, I would jump. Like I would do it. So I think it always makes for really fun moments. Mike White holding I'm about to give two David versus Goliath examples. Mike White holding the red wine, rolling his eyes at Angelina, and Davey like pouring a beer over his head were just two great moments. So alcohol-oriented rewards.
Like right, but you don't get the margarita curse because that's auction related, and that went in the first round.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah.
And that's
fair.
Actually why you took
why
it.
Wine yeah, and yeah. beer I really only. Wanted, yeah. It's a cash bar for mine.
And Zach wants to know why not specifically Carl being drunk.
I mean, this was a drunk season.
It was a very drunk season.
Now that you mention it,
yeah, this is yeah. this actually kind of funny.
All right, I
good luck,
for,
Phil.
For my
this for this my, is the hardest spot to be in, man. I hope you got some good ones.
I got two picks and I end it. Thanks, Blake. I like when you take over host there to kind of pump me up. I needed that. I understand that this isn't every season, but most of this stuff isn't every season. So I'm going to go with tropical locations. I'm not going to specifically say Fiji, but I do think that, like Blake says, hot girls in bikinis. You can't just have hot girls in bikinis if you're choosing to do this in like Canada, Nova Scotia, you know, islands up there somewhere, Vancouver Island. So I am going to go with tropical locations here as my ninth pick. And then for my last one, I'm going to go with, and it was just brought up in the chat, and I'm glad that it didn't make Alexa like change her mind, Audrey Radajak here, in the wrong order, but outwit, outplay, outlast. I feel like that is like the coolest freaking slogan. It gets, what, you don't like that, Blake?
That's so good. How do we not do like, that?
I think it's that boring.
Gets mentioned, that
boring.
Gets mentioned, it gets mentioned in every, like every season, multiple times. It's on every logo.
In
it is
China, it's in Chinese.
That's cool.
Didn't Tagwith already kind of take that with buffs since it's on every buff?
No,
yeah, she only took Tagwith kind of took that in.
She took Survivor. As a
whole, I took everything. I actually own the show now. I'm the executive producer of the show now. Sorry, guys.
I just can't believe that Outwit, Outplay, Outlast didn't get taken here. And I feel like that really does define, like when people are talking about how who's going to win, what are they valuing? It really does just get down to like those three core things. And that is what Survivor is all about. So Outwit, Outplay, Outlast, give it to me in the final round. Might be better than the pick that went 1-1. I'm just saying.
No way.
I can't.
Not even close.
Alexa, what's your last one?
I have a few. I'm going to go with scuba diving cameramen.
Okay.
Great pick.
I knew that nobody would like this one, but I love the like back end side. I love obsessing over the production side, like watching the dream team and everything. And I love watching a player jump into the ocean and there's a scuba diver who's also filming him. I think that's really cool. So I'm going with that.
I think the camera team overall, like I know you're specifically going
to
said the
dream team
stuff.
When I was talking it out. Yeah.
Tagwith, you when you had Dalton on, he had said like one of his favorite things about Survivor is the shot that starts above water. The person dives and the camera follows it underwater. Like, I mean, Survivor's groundbreaking with that stuff. It really, really is. That's a good pick. I like it. I like the explanation. I think it's a good pick. I mean, I like the underwater shots of Survivor. Again, another thing that like no other shows are really doing.
Thank you.
Daryl Seymour says you're boring but awesome, so that's okay.
I couldn't possibly be as boring as Phil.
I mean, outwit, outplay, outlast. I'm just saying. All right, Blake, you get to finish yours.
When I think of survivorisms, this was my third pick that I wanted. But nobody else, in my opinion, was doing survivorisms. So I'm going to end this draft the way Survivor always ends the episode and say, next time on Survivor.
Ooh, great, great pick.
Good.
NTOS, I say it every single time when it comes on. There's like vocal stems or whatever people say. Like that's when the tribe has spoken. I'll say some other one or I don't want to give you guys a free one, but Survivor's ready. Go. That's another one. That's not as exciting as next time on. And like, I love it. It tells us what's to come next week. That's what we're going to talk about for a full week in the goddess community. So I think it's very important to the structure and enjoyment of the show for me.
You know, like there's like those certain things in your life where like I hear like the CBS jingle now, like whatever it is, and immediately think that the next thing has to be previously on Survivor in Jeff Probst's voice because I've heard it for 26 years. And I was kind of thinking, should I take one of those two next time on Survivor? I mean, it really is. You come back from the commercial break and you just hear it. And like it gets to that point in your life where you'll come back from a commercial break when you're not watching Survivor and still in your head, you can hear next time on Survivor because you've heard that. What, 800 times in your life, Blake, at least? That's the first time you've heard it 800 times. I mean, what, like 8,000 times?
Right.
So
that's one thing that I think is kind of fun about Survivor of my relationship with it is like, what have I done for 25 years? There's not a lot, like eating, sleeping, but like I haven't cheered for a sports team for 25 years. I haven't had some friends for 25 years, but I have heard next time on Survivor and the theme song for legitimately 20 plus years.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
How many auctions?
Yeah, they're in every episode.
Unbelievable that auction was still first. Just saying. All right, Tegwith, your last pick.
All right, so I'm going to go with something that we don't see all the time, but I think this is so important. I'm calling it one thing, but I mean another, but I'll just say it. I'm Dr. Joe. And I know that Dr. Joe, I don't think is the doctor anymore, but the medical team I think is incredibly important. And this was something that was said on the episodes podcast where like Scoopin falling into the fire and then you seeing this person like medically evacuated, everyone is like, all right, you know, this is actually real. This is really, really scary. You know, like things go down, just say medevac. Yeah, I guess I could just say medevac. I actually didn't even think of that.
I like Dr. Joe.
Dr. Joe comes to my mind first.
It's the G-dot audits of the thing in parentheses.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like taking the linear path. I like the most convoluted path part.
Yeah, like buffs.
Yeah, buffs. But I think that you see Dr. Joe come out. And then also like when Ponderosa
knows. Oh,
he's going to get it for free at the end.
Oh, no. Also in Ponderosa videos, you would see him like weighing them and all of that stuff. Medical team / Dr. Joe.
I like it. Yeah, fitness over here is like, why is nobody saying season themes? And I don't think Will's about to do it based on his gigantic reaction to that. Will.
Well, I think there are some good season themes, but like season themes, if you take them holistically, like are there, like I feel like there's more bad ones than good ones. Like Redemption Island, Edge of Extinction, Game Changers. Like I feel like there's more of those than there are Heroes versus Villains. So
We complained about themes long before we complained about numbered seasons.
Right. Yeah. And I get like why you might want that, but for me there, like it just doesn't
Heroes hit. Versus healers versus hustlers.
I almost picked
white
that.
Collar, blue collar, no collar. What's a no collar? What is a no collar?
Yeah.
I have Ponderosa on my list. But I also have one other thing, and I think I just like it more. And the Ponderosa videos were great, but I feel like they've I don't know. It's tough here. But I'm going to go, and I know Blake has said confessionals, but I don't think that encompasses voting confessionals. I think voting confessionals such like, and the good thing is like whenever they make the air, they're always good. They don't have to air them. So like what's my favorite? My Crystal, probably. You have made my life hell from day one. Forget you, go home, goodbye. Banger. I love that one. I'm voting for you because when you snore, it sounds like someone is choking a walrus. There's so many, and they only make it if they're good. It genuinely concerns me that you are a nuclear physicist or something like that, Spencer's Tijitia. So yeah, I'm going voting confessionals, the final pick.
Yeah,
good.
Go ahead, Tegwith.
I just want to say, I feel like, and again, no hate, Will, but I feel like this would have been a better first choice. And you flip auctions and voting confessionals to me, I feel like that makes even more sense.
I honestly think the Survivor auction is the best. Like voting confessionals are so rare. They actually, that's especially true, in modern true. Survivor, yeah. I feel like since even like Heroes versus Villains is like when they started phasing them out. But like it's really an old school thing, and they used to be really good, and they can still hit. But like again, Survivor auction is my favorite segment of the entire show.
Are you saying that voting confessionals are rarer than Survivor auctions?
if you're gonna go on like a Survivor auctions per how many seasons there are versus voting confessionals per how many people vote, then yes.
Well, I mean that's cheating. I'm just saying. You said it was rare.
Can I do one voting confessional real quick because I found it.
Yeah.
When Rob Cesarnino votes out Roger, and he's pretending to be DJ.
They can't air it anymore because of
here music. Comes tonight's long distance dedication. It comes out to Rob from New York. Here he writes, "Dear Casey, there's an old man in my life that's about to leave. Could you please play something appropriate for me? Well, Rob, here's your request. Na 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 na. Goodbye. Like, it's just a way for everyone to show their personality so much. It's a great final pick. Great job.
Thank you, Blake. Wow, Blake,
it's a great,
friendly today.
Really good final pick. It's genuinely one, again, bringing up the episode. One of the reasons why I almost chose the Rome boot episode was solely because we got to see so many great voting confessionals at the end of the, like, Andy speaking in German, Rome wasn't built in a day, but you sure were voted out in one or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole segment is so good. And that whole episode is great, but, like, it's made amazing by seeing all those voting confessionals.
You know what else had great voting confessionals is Eric's boot when Eric gave up immunity. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. You know,
yeah. Harvey, so I encompassed your whole pick with my last round pick.
Will, I actually don't think this one is valid because I took tribal council. So anything that happens at tribal council is now off the table. So I think you kind of have to start over here. I don't know.
You can't have torches then.
Yeah, no, I can have torches because I pick tribal council. They do that.
You can't have fire represents your life. You can't have half your list.
I think you should each go and pick the worst pick now that we got all 50 out. Alexa, you go first.
What am I picking?
Who has the worst pick and which one is it?
All right, let me take a look.
Bring the
honestly,
heat.
It could be me.
You were supposed to say the auction is what Blake wanted you to say.
I have to give a little suspense.
No.
Wouldn't have picked auction first. I would pick the auction. Wouldn't go 1.1.
It's the best part of the show.
Torches is also like,
That encompasses getting your torch snuffed. Oh, that encompasses everything.
I think if we're going by what encompasses what, I feel like it's a lame pick. I win because I chose Survivor.
Hmm. I think for me, Jeff Probst in a cowboy hat followed by Survivor guy. That's a little.
No.
I love my choices. You can say whatever you want. You can't be me. It doesn't matter to me.
Here's the thing, right? I think all of us have at least one pick where it's like, that's not very good. Will, I know you're going to look at Will's and say Will doesn't have one. Will, I want you to actually watch a Rites of Passage for any of the seasons that we have watched for Every Season Matters. I know you have skipped that shit every time. And I know you have. There's no way you've been watching them. And they are so
I like
brutal.
It.
They're so brutal. I thought it was fun early on when you didn't know these people. And then by the time you get to like season like, I don't know, like 12, you're like, holy shit, why is this 45 minutes long?
It doesn't need to be long every time, but I think looking back on the people who played the game, I always like, that makes my heart melt. And the music is so good. Like, it makes me think of like the first 10 seasons, 15 seasons of Survivor. Like, it really brings me back to that. And so that's probably why,
unfortunately, they did it all the way up into Caramoan or something.
Rose-tinted glasses or something.
Never ended.
Are there any like good like honorable mentions that you or not maybe not good but like ones that you were like I'm not gonna actually choose this but I want to make sure that it's said.
I'm surprised that list, it didn't actually come up.
Big moves.
Luxury items.
Survivor resume.
Oh. Ooh.
Knowledge is power.
I'm surprised fishing gear didn't come up because
cast photos.
Oh, AI. See,
Alexa, I thought of doing catching food, but then I was like, I can't have another food.
He's hungry. I thought about fishing
with
gear,
the spear
but
is little, so smart. Yeah.
To me, I kept like not picking it because it was boring and I was making fun of all of you for being boring, but it leads to good. It leads to the moments we've been begging for.
Mm-hmm. Like food drama, maybe.
Aqua dumped. I'm also surprised that
would have been
up.
So good. Like Coconut Grove or something.
Power. I feel like there's a lot. Like you could have just done machete. Like I could have went down the line and just really voting urn, shovel. I think the voting urn. When Alexa said voting pen, I thought for sure somebody was going to take the urn after that. I was surprised nobody did because I feel like that's also like a really cool prop that's used. Like Survivor doesn't have many props, but the props that are used are so iconic and so good, and that's why I went with torches and the. You know, all that. What were you going to say? What was your smart ass comment? What do you got?
The torches. Sanctuary.
Torches. Torches.
I was also thinking I had like the branded sponsorships or rewards, like the Outback, the Charmin bathroom, Applebee's, just like again, more food, but I love the sponsorships are always are good.
Bigfoot J13. I'm late, but did Shelter get picked? It did not, but that's
neither
a good
did
one.
Rice.
I think a worst of would be a real like this, but things that suck would be an unbelievable podcast. Mm-hmm.
I had on here like survivor vocabulary and I had like, for example, like purpled or like our version of goat. Because like our version of goat is different. Like if you say goat, is that they're a goat to anybody else? They think that, oh, greatest of all time. But in the survivor community, a goat is like somebody who's going to lose. So I thought that that was like kind of interesting.
Edgic goes along with that.
Edgic is good.
Pagonging.
Yeah.
Pagonging. Yeah.
Over the top negative.
Well, we're doing a whole second O-T-T-N draft here. People just don't realize that I'm typing it in.
Yeah, I feel like that's all fun. I also had like things that like, again, would never be chosen, but like mean a lot to me. Like I say, who voted Sifu all the time? Or like, damn, but like quoting chicken. Mm-hmm. But though, again, though, that doesn't make Survivor, but it makes Survivor. Exactly.
You could have just said Survivor quotes, and that then would have eaten up.
We can't do confessionals, and we can't do Jeffisms, nothing.
Yeah, I get every single quote, every single line ever said on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the route we all kind of took with this. I like that there were some iconic moments, that there were some iconic things, that there's a lot of quotes in here. I figured it would be heavy on the quotes, and actually it wasn't as heavy as I thought it was going to be. Will, you don't have a quote, do you? You don't.
No, because they don't, like, again, the quotes to me, it's not like I like a tangible thing. I like quotes, but it's not as.
But the auction thingy. Is a concept.
Right. It's a thing. It's like an actual thing. So it's like. A thing.
Wait, what is it?
I thought that was going somewhere.
Yeah, it did, Blake. You didn't catch where that went.
It's just you hear it and it's words, and what it is what it is. There's no more meaning assigned to it. So, like, yeah, I like the parts of the show that are, you know, are there's more to it than just the word spoken. Like a tribe swap, a lot more goes on than saying drop your buffs. Like I could have taken drop your buffs. But I think the entire tribe swap is just, I'm grabbing more with each pick, maybe. That's what I'm trying to say.
I will say, though, like, there are some quotes that have seeped into the lexicon of everything. And you'll hear it on SNL, or you'll hear it on a TV show, or you'll hear it on whatever. And it, I will say, I feel like there are some quotes, like the tribe has spoken, for example, that have, like, seeped into everything. And while, you know, not everyone knows what emerge may be, everybody knows what you're referencing when you say the tribe has spoken.
Mm-hmm. I'm not here to make friends is another one of those. Yeah, that would have been a good one now that I think about it.
That's actually something players say too. Yeah. So that's something that like really defines how people are playing.
What about when someone says they're my day one? I've always wondered, did that come from Survivor? I'm too young to know if that existed before Survivor, but like that, you've been my day one, or like she's been my day one, you know, like, is that a Survivor thing? Maybe not.
It feels like it would be.
First day on the job. Phil, have you told everybody what we win if we're the overall winner of all these drafts and things?
You get to do extra podcasts.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to get us a Survivor 50 buff in whatever color
you
want.
I mean, I won the first one so handily that, you know.
I will say, I do think when you were saying, like, you know, everyone choose the least everyone, looking through Blake's, Blake has not a single bad one on there. Blake's is every single, you go down the line, it's like, that's a W, that's so good, that's so good. Like, Blake's is incredible.
I mean, he took contestants from all walks of life and hot girls in bikinis. I feel like hot girls in bikinis are a walk of life.
This range.
Kind of doubled up a little bit there.
I'm a big survivorism guy, so it made sense I was the one to be today.
I wonder who came up with this idea.
It was Blake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So good that you got the one that you win the one where I don't know. There doesn't have to be winners and losers. We're all having a nice time.
Oh, yes, there does.
Yes,
I don't know if you can win this draft without the auction on your team. That's all I can say.
I don't know if. I mean, honestly, we could delete that. We'll have Austin throw it out there again and see what people think. We are going to be doing top 50 snubs next week for Survivor 50. So as we're getting into this Survivor 50 fun, all of that, it's going to be Alexa, Will, Blake, and myself. We are going to be doing the top 50 Survivor snubs for Survivor 50. Hopefully that'll be a way for people to watch that now that 50 is coming up. Like maybe people who work on Survivor, maybe we'll get our egos that big and like they can be like, holy shit, people really do want to see some of these other players play. So we're going to be doing snubs next Wednesday. Will and I will be back tomorrow with the traders tomorrow night after the episodes. I know Will's looking confused. He's like, oh no.
We have another 50 ranking? The top 50 traders players.
We can never do that. Oh my goodness. So we'll be recapping episodes 4 and 5 tomorrow. I think it's 2 hours tomorrow. So I think it's probably 2 hours and 45 minutes because God forbid the episodes are an hour or shorter. So it's probably going to be like 11:15, 11:30 East Coast time that we're doing that podcast.
God.
Yeah, I agree.
When are we doing the live national championship podcast?
Go Canes.
Yeah. That is going to be a lot of pain and cursing. We're not going to be doing that one live. I could never do that.
We're winning that. I told you that you have record on a Patreon podcast. You said, give me your who's going to win the national championship before the playoffs started. And I said Miami.
I have called all three wins. And actually what's crazy is I called Miami's point total against Ole Miss and I called Ohio State's point total in that game. So I'm just saying, like, I knew what I was talking about there.
Wow. All right, well, then can you manifest the final score for us?
Yeah,
now?
What's Indiana's point total?
Miami. It's 17-14 Miami.
17-14 Miami.
Why wouldn't you want to share that with the whole Survivor Specialist community?
Because I don't want people to see how I watch sporting events. There's a Bill Burr Saturday Night Live sketch where he goes to Buffalo Wild Wings and it's like, my wife says that I'm hard to be around and that I'm creating chaos in our home. Like that watch that sketch. Essentially, I watch sporting events a little too aggressively. So, you know, anyway, what else we got? Tegwith, you had Dalton Ross and Mike Bloom on the podcast talking about their Survivor experience and what it's been like for them in this community. People got to go check those out. You just put both of them out. Your next one's what? The 21st, right? You
still have the 21st, time, yep.
Okay, so there's a little bit of time before that one. We just put out Rizzo's defining episode on Monday. We're going to have Savannah's defining episode on Tuesday. Will and I are going to be doing everything you need to know about Rizzo. Blake and I are going to be doing everything you need to know about Savannah. We haven't decided on dates for those yet. And then starting next Friday, McKenna and John, they have their new series, Celebrating Survivor, which I'm going to be on at least for the first one. I believe Blake is going to be on that, Will. I know we have to talk about that, but we're going to have a bunch of people on the first one at least. They're going to go through the first 10 seasons of the show and talk about the best moments and these different things. They have this whole thing planned out. It's kind of incredible how much work they've done on that. So that's going to be a fun series. There's going to be 5 episodes where they go through the different 10 season eras of the show. So that'll be starting next Friday night and then going through the Fridays all the way up until the premiere of the show of Survivor 50. So go look at some AI generated images.
Can we do that with our faces?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny.
You guys know how to do that?
I don't want AI to have my photo, but if someone can just go on Instagram in 2013.
Middle school me Alexa, could do that.
AI has your photo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tegwith, give me your old school Instagram and then...
figure out if I can, you know, if I can remember how to do that. And then, yeah, I could, I used to be able to do it when I was 12 years old. So, you know, I think if a 12-year-old can figure out anybody can.
Love it. Somebody just said, are we doing the Beast Game Survivor episode?
No.
Blake's gonna be doing that one tonight. So Blake will be live after this for sure. We're not doing that. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit.
I will literally 4 hours from now just show up and go, oh, you hug on a pole? That's crazy.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Everybody, let us know what you thought about these picks. Jairo D. Garcia, please do more Alexa.
Who's in charge of doing this? Phil, is it you? You wouldn't do
I'm
it.
Not clicking. No,
I was going to say, you would never do that.
It's so sad. Alexa, I was trying to do this one, Jack and Jill. Water well in
and instead
two.
You did mine.
Yeah, because I thought Jack and Jill was referring to the Jack and Jill reward, which I was going to count. That made it on my list under reward adventures.
What's a Jack
but then
and
accidentally
Jill
it was well. Some silly comment about wanting Alexa more on the channel.
So that's why I'm in the middle spot right here.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad that one came up.
There you go. Well, we will be back again tomorrow, Will and I, and then we have so much more 50 content coming out. So thank you all so much for listening. Thanks for being here. Everybody else, thank you for drafting, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.